Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And with that,
everybody needs a little time away.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is Bill.
Today is June 23rd, 2011, Thursday.
I did it again.
We recorded on Sunday, so it's only been, what, 3 days, 4 days?
I think that's four.
And two shows have already been released. The second show was released today.
Holla.
I know, right? Y'all are getting some special treats here.
Specials.
Here at Foul Monkeys.
Special treats. We like to treat
there
you.
There was something that somebody said. I'm thinking out loud. Sorry. But I think it is on a review, so maybe that's why I'm thinking. Okay. So how was your all's week? What'd you all do?
Worked
and moved. And oh, no. We talked about it on Sunday, right?
Yeah, well, we finished still moving. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We only have Bill's apartment left to kind of tidy up and clean, and we're good to go. And we're finally all officially moved into our new place.
Well, y'all, there's a fire.
It's my ride.
And we're pretty much completely packed still. Nothing has really been
unpacked. Oh, you haven't unpacked anything?
No. I did a deep clean of the bathroom, though. Oh, it was so nice.
I hate moving.
Oh, God, yeah.
I hate it with a passion. I hate the packing part, not so much, because you can throw shit away, you know that you don't need.
Yeah.
The part that I hate is unpacking it and then realizing you threw away something you shouldn't have.
See, I like to throw away during the unpacking, and I don't mind unpacking as long as the rest of your place is ready for it to go. Uh-huh. Like, for instance, a lot of my shit is kitchen stuff due to my love for cooking. However, our kitchen is kind of... The cabinets really need washed down. They're a little disgusting.
Yeah.
So nothing...
The previous people lived there for 4 years with a kid. And nothing was really, like, deep cleaned or anything like that with, like, the kitchen. Uh-huh. Like, the glass that's above, on the cabinet that's above the stove, it just has this weird, gross film from all the cooking.
So, like, oil and stuff?
Yeah, because right above the exhaust fan.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Ugh.
It's gross.
I don't think I like that.
It's not bad. I mean, it's cleanable.
You'll get exercise when you come to visit. It's like coming to your place.
Oh, my God.
It's like three stories.
I was going to say, the packing and unpacking isn't even the worst part. It's the moving the actual fucking shit up the three flights of stairs.
Well, y'all had people carry most of it for you, right?
Correct.
We did.
So we've done a lot of trips ourselves, but yes, those people did help.
They did the bulk of the work, thank God.
And then my lesbians did another.
Did they build you any shelves?
No, I mean, all the furniture was built for this move.
But didn't you take apart some furniture?
Yeah, but we put that together right after the last time we recorded, actually.
Yeah, that's why we had to record so early.
Because I needed my desk shit together so I could work from home.
Speaking of which, how's that Comcast coming up with your internet switch over?
Pisses me off. No, it's been nothing.
Fuck you.
It's been nothing but drama.
So maybe I should not go with... Comcast, then.
No, it has nothing to do with Comcast, frankly. Mike, since I work 100% telecommute, my company actually pays for my internet, and there's a whole separate section of our company that deals with the setting up of broadband and phone services for all the telecommuters.
Right.
It has to do with their scheduling with Comcast and the actual talking to them. It took forever. They didn't read my emails that I was supposed to send back to them to confirm or deny.
Mm-hmm.
And then basically they sent someone over to the new place when I specifically said I couldn't go there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to wait now until Monday for them to actually switch the internet over. But I'm working from the new place while stealing internet from someone in our building or in the neighborhood.
Ooh, you know you're going to go to jail for that, right?
Really?
Yes, that is a criminal offense.
Because they don't...
In Florida, it is, because a guy was sitting outside someone's house using their internet service, and he totally got arrested and got, like, 5 years of prison.
Was he arrested for stealing the internet, or was he...
Stealing the internet.
Or was he arrested for...
I've stolen the internet!
No,
for being a peeping Tom.
No, he was outside the house using their internet service, and he got arrested and got like 5 years in prison.
That shouldn't be illegal. That's called, hey, dumbass, why don't you have a password
right.
on your firewall or whatever? Anyway,
yeah, he totally got arrested. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find an email.
Yeah, you're kind of distracted.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to find an email that somebody sent to us about our intro.
Well, I guess while you're searching for it, it's Bob Fosse's birthday.
You have to explain who that is, because I don't know who that is.
Some of our listeners are not that gay.
I'm really surprised,
AKA
even though
Ricky.
You are pretty gay, that you don't know who Bob Fosse is. Have you heard of such...
I'm talking about pretty gay.
Please, whatever.
I'm not, like, super gay.
Girl, please.
Girl, you're pretty...
Whatever. I am not that gay.
Your southern handbag falls out of your mouth every time you talk. We're walking down the street.
Watch out, 12 just fell out.
You're all... What you doing, y'all?
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey, well, yeah.
Hey, y'all.
That doesn't make me gay. That makes me southern. Mm. Oh, there's not really a difference. But.
Yeah. It's kind of like the game European or gay.
Right.
No, but Bob Fosse did like sweet... God, why can't... Sweet... The stripper. The horror musical. Big Spenders from. Sweet Charity. And Cabaret, Damn Yankees.
Not Rocky Horror, but the other one?
No, Sweet Charity.
I've never heard of that. I don't know what that is.
Sure you do.
No.
The song Hey Big Spender?
Hey Big Spender.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction.
Shirley
Bassey
does a cover
spender.
Of this.
Good looking, so
never heard
refined.
That song.
Really?
Oh, God, you're so not gay.
God.
Y'all, I really want to find this email because it was really good. It was about our intro.
Damn it. Well, while you're doing
sorry
that, I'm going to talk about Pod as my co-pilot.
Let's talk about them.
Oh, my God, y'all. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, they talked about
you. So spit roasting, eh? Don't worry, you haven't scared me.
No,
I ain't scared.
Mm-mm, not scared.
Oh, I charge a small fee, but I'm okay with it.
As long as he watches.
But I also love when it was like saying that like they talked about him. No.
It was all Tyler. The other two bitches are like, who?
Who?
Taylor.
Sorry, Taylor. It's all Taylor. And the other two are like, who?
Who? That's like that made
Is it Tammy? Is that her name? Right?
Taffy.
Taffy. I knew it was a T. Sorry. Taffy.
Wow, you really listened.
Well, you know, she really listens to me too.
This my shit.
Well, she doesn't deny it. She says, I don't fucking listen to podcasts. So well, she's like, I don't.
Neither do I.
I have to admit, I kind of wanted
to. Did you listen to Big Fatty?
I listened to a show.
Uh huh.
But I wasn't able to listen to more.
Oh, okay.
I was very entertaining. It was an interview he did with someone that I listened to or something. I tried to go back pretty far. No.
Oh, he did the gays. It was a gays episode.
Gotcha.
But I think it's G-A-Z-E or something like that. It's got the theme music to The View.
Nice.
Something like that.
Oh, my God. The Talk. Yeah.
No, The Talk sucks.
No, The Talk is fantastic.
That's with what's her face? The one that's on.
It's with Darlene.
Yes, it
Darlene. Yeah, it's also with the British Osborne.
Oh, Sharon.
Sharon.
And it also has the lady from
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
She's the woman that the.
Oh, Julie.
Julie. Yeah, and then you're thinking the one from King of Queens.
King of Queens. Yeah,
I love her.
Me
she's
too.
Saucy,
she's funny.
Saucy, saucy, saucy.
I
and
like
then it
her
has
voice.
What's her name from Hanging with Mr. Cooper? Wasn't she in Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
I don't know who's that one.
The black chick.
Are we talking about The Talk or The View?
The Talk.
The Talk.
We're not talking about Sherry or whatever her name is.
Oh. She's I was watching a clip from The View the other day. I guess a famous baseball or football player made some gay remarks or something, how gay shouldn't get married and shouldn't have children or whatever. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck was like, I agree with him. I fucking hate that bitch.
I know,
I
right?
hate her.
God.
She's a see you next Tuesday.
See you next fucking mm-hmm. Tuesday. Speaking of gays and baseball, don't you have an article about the Cubs?
Yes. Speaking of that, y'all, I have to tell you this. I have never done this for the show before, but I actually took a week's worth of the red eye. I went through it and actually cut the articles out, and they're sitting here in front of me. Y'all, I'm working on it, okay?
You did good, y'all.
I'm working on it. And we got several articles here that we're going to discuss and go over. This one may not so much because we really don't know too much about it. But,
which one?
What's going on?
Which article are we not talking about?
The girl we're talking about is Holly Robinson Pete.
I don't know who that is. Is there a picture?
Yeah.
So I think I saw this on Facebook that they were... Oh, okay. Yeah, I know who she is. So I think I saw this on Facebook it was for the HRC, I believe. Yes. But they had a poll, or not a poll, but
I'm sure they had a poll.
A petition for them to do this. And I guess they got enough to make them change their mind, but the Cubs joined the It Gets Better campaign.
Bitches.
The Cubs are sending a message of support to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youths, becoming only the second professional sports team in the country to join the anti-bullying It Gets Better campaign. Hatred, tolerance, and bigotry have no place in this world, Cubs pitcher Ryan Dempster says in the new video the team put together. The Chicago Cubs organization celebrates you for exactly who you are, gay or straight, says manager Mike Quad.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Who was the first team? Do you know?
I don't know.
It doesn't mention it in the article.
Yeah. We'll have to look that up. The video joins thousands of others posted on itgetsbetter.org. Website launched in 2010 by syndicated columnist Dan Savage and his husband Terry Miller as a response to the high rate of suicide among LGBT teens.
Or the San Francisco Giants.
The San Francisco Giants were the first professional sports team to join the It Gets Better campaign, and several other Major League Baseball teams have signed up to produce similar videos. So why is it all baseball? Why isn't there...
What do you mean?
Because they wear the tightest pants.
Football. That's true.
Cup or no cup.
Don't make me laugh. I need to blow my nose because I'm trying to get over a cold.
That's totally what I play when I go to the baseball games. You got to take your opera goggles and you play cup or no cup.
Get in the cheap section.
During the NBA playoffs, Bull center Joakim Noah was loudly criticized and fined $50,000 by the league for using an anti-gay slur in an argument with a fan. Anthony Martinez, executive director of the Civil Rights Agenda in Chicago, an LGBT advocacy group, said having Cubs players and coaches speak up to LGBT teens have a significant impact.
Yay, Cubs!
Yay! We need to go to a Cubs game.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
They had a group on last week for rooftop seats, which would be pretty cool, I guess. I had an email about the intro to the show and how this person loves it and they don't want us to ever change it. They said it's different than any other podcast, and they don't want us to change it.
Really?
Yeah. They said when they hear it, they know it's us.
Aww.
And so I cannot find the email. I read it this morning.
If you're listening,
send it to us again. Please send it to us again so we can tell you who you are. But
no, we don't need to
tell everyone else.
We don't need to tell you.
Tell everyone else who you are.
We hopefully know
who
you are.
But that's what they said. They said that ever since we've gotten to Chicago and we changed the intro, that it defines who we are, kind of.
Cancer.
Yay. So that's that. And I'm sorry I can't find it. I'm kind of bad at that. I need to start forwarding stuff as soon as I get it to you.
That's cool.
Actually, can I set it up and... No, I probably shouldn't because I do have some personal things come to this website.
Oh,
you mean
I mean email. So I can't really do that.
Mm-hmm. It's okay.
That's why you don't know the password to this email address.
To FM?
Uh huh.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have it.
Oh, you always send me stuff from your other one.
Yeah, my personal one.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm like.
Which is really weird because I don't think of you as your real name anymore when I send emails. I always say it, do it to James. Shit. And it confuses me. I'm like, no.
Who is this
emailing
me?
And then if I'm sending
me?
You a personal thing for me, I always send it to James instead of sending it to you.
Well, either way, it gets to my phone, right. So we're good.
So, let me update the thing here. We haven't really talked
other,
about too
so
much
the other Red Eye articles, there's the one about... Mm-hmm. The pub or the
I'm talking about this one
dive
first.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. It's news time.
It is news time. It is news. It's called the Red Eye News, which they messaged me on Twitter yesterday because they have a new, their app is out now. They have an iPhone app. It came out. It's free.
Great.
Shut up.
It's awesome, actually.
I'm taking it
It has
now.
The bus tracker and the L tracker on it also.
Oh, nice.
Which is, it uses the same as what Buster and all that stuff does. But I know this is going to piss some people off because we do have smoker listeners and they're never happy when we talk about smoking because what do we not like? Smoking. It's gross.
Yes.
We just drove down here and there was some guy on the sidewalk and in my mind I'm like, oh, cute. And then all of a sudden I see his hand raised to his mouth and, and I'm like, 10 points off.
Right.
Sorry.
My I would feel a little different if it maybe it was a joint, you know, every now and then. That's fine. But cigarettes are gross. People that smoke cigarettes, I don't want to say they're all gross, but they always have yellow fingers. They smell like smoke.
It's not that they're gross. It just causes
the habit's gross.
Right.
Yeah, good. When somebody walks on the bus that has been smoking, it's just like it when you eat a, the whole
like,
bus up.
Just like when you eat a family bucket of fried chicken every night, it's going to cause you to have grossness to yourself. With like skin condition and shit.
I am right here.
Hint, hint.
Take a hint.
So you guys in 2012.
That's 20 Weight Watchers points.
Right. For one chicken breast.
One baby.
Deep fried. There are new warnings on cigarette packs. And they're very, I'd say they're aggressive in their marketing.
Yeah, big and graphic.
And they're being forced, which the cigarette companies are already suing the government for. Because they feel like they shouldn't have to.
Well, I think it's, they, from what I heard, they feel like that it's a infringement on their right, free speech, for being forced to put something on their property. Their
Yeah, but they also, I was reading, and not in this article, but I think like in the paper I was reading about it. And they said that the United States is probably one of the last countries that have done this. Every other country that has smoking has even more graphic photos than what we have. Like the one that we have right here is a guy smoking through his tracheotomy. Is that what that's called?
Yeah.
A hole through his throat.
Yeah.
And there's also one of a dead baby.
There's one of lips, mouth cancer, lip sores.
There's one of a guy with his chest cut open from where he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
There, I think there's 8 of them.
They're just very graphic.
They are very graphic, but you know what? It gets the point across.
Yeah. I mean,
but people that are really addicted to smoking, that's not going to bother them.
No. Here's my thing. Like, the only reason why I don't like smoking is just because there's certain people out there that I really care about and I want you to live longer.
All I can think about is someone going to collect all the pictures? Kind of like a McDonald's Happy Meal toy.
It's the new Monopoly.
Do you buy a carton and hope that there's like the complete
complete series.
The complete
in there.
Series, yeah.
No.
So,
or do you only get the dead baby with camels?
Like,
do you like dead baby jokes?
I don't mind them.
Okay. Do you?
Dead baby jokes.
As she turns her head, it's like no.
You can tell it. Go ahead.
Oh no, I just wanted to know.
Oh,
I have a few that are really good, but
we'll tell them.
I'll tell them later.
No, I want people to hear them.
I'll tell them later in the show.
Oh, okay.
We're on our articles.
So, dead bodies, diseased lungs, and rotting teeth were among the graphic images for revamped tobacco labels unveiled Tuesday by health officials who hope the warnings will help smokers quit. The new labels must be on cigarette packages and tobacco advertisements no later than September 2012 as part of a law that put the multi-billion-dollar tobacco industry under the control of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. They represent the first change in cigarette warnings in 25 years, which is scary because that means when I was born, there were no warnings on cigarettes.
Me too.
That's probably why my mom was smoking.
Mm-hmm. Well,
pregnant women should not be smoking. If you want to have a beer every night, fine, because that's allowed. I've been reading about that. Smoking is bad. A beer is allowed? Yeah, like a glass of wine.
It's a glass
every now
of
and then.
Wine, yeah.
It's the same. A glass of wine and beer is the same.
I don't think I do it every night.
Not every night.
So beer's just good.
Beer has water. Beer has water.
Beer's got wheat.
y'all, Lauren is in the living room here with her face is green. She's incredible hulking it right now. But it's kind of awesome because her shirt matches her face.
By the way, I love your shirt.
Thank you. I got it.
Bitch. Oh. No, I do. I do like that shirt on you. That's a good shirt.
I think it kind of makes me look fat, but.
Yeah, well, I wore my swim trunks today. Navy?
No, this is American Eagle. American Eagle.
Oh, so because I got one Old Navy the same color. Like we could be twins.
We are twins.
Twinsies.
Fat boys.
Oh, wait. F. No. D. F.
No, that's F.
F. Here it we does. Go. So are we still going to be Tweedledum and Tweedledee for Halloween?
I think we should still talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless we want to do something else.
I've got a drag queen who's helping me with mine.
Are you gonna be Alice?
Yeah. Still? If we do this, okay. I'll be Alice. If we don't, I'm gonna be Carmen really Sandiego.
I have a really good Mad Hatter costume that I used last year that I could wear up here.
Well, you can do it.
Just saying.
Because I could bring back. I haven't done Sister Mary and Saint Martha in a while, but I like to do other variations of nunnage.
Mm-hmm.
Nunnage. And I wouldn't mind creating a Mother Teresa habit or something like that. So
fun.
Maybe I can do that.
Let's do one more article.
Okay. Make it good.
Yeah, that's a definitely good one we should do right now.
So, y'all, Ryan Dunn died.
What? So sad.
Oh, I thought this was a Smell-O-Vision one.
Oh, no.
I just saw him. Ryan Dunn, he's the guy from Jackass, right?
Yes.
I'm probably sure he stinks.
Oh, he's probably stinky.
Wait, is he the hot bearded one?
Yeah.
The one that was just on...
Yes, the one that was just on Minute to Win It.
Oh,
he died in a car accident.
He was drunk driving.
No, if you read the article,
they've announced that he was under the influence. Which he tweeted pictures of him drinking like before. 2 hours before he was in the accident. So
he was going 100 miles, they said, in his Porsche.
I guess his autograph was going for like $5 or $10 on eBay.
That's it?
Yeah. one of my friends on Facebook was bitching about how all this stuff is appearing on eBay and how much money it was for since he's deceased. Since he passed himself away.
So the problem is with his death, well, first of all, he was drinking and driving, but Roger Ebert had tweeted a few hours probably after he died.
Mm-hmm.
Friends don't let jackasses drive drunk. Which is going off of
Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
No. Friends don't let friends drive when drinking. But no, I don't think that's the same.
Don't let friends drive drunk.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what the commercials always said, right?
Chaz, his wife, she said it wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But he tweeted that, and then that went... Oh, he said friends don't let jackasses drink and drive, is what he said.
Yeah.
Hours after he died. And then, of course, Perez Hilton got all upset saying it was insensitive.
Well,
like, he has
so
the fucking room to talk.
Yeah, I know. So Bam Margera did too, but everyone kind of followed suit. And then his Facebook page got deleted.
Like, yeah, right.
Facebook's like, sorry, we removed it in error.
That's, yeah, right, because it was making Facebook not work. Not that it ever works regularly anyway.
What?
So what do you guys think about this? Do you think he was, Roger Ebert was too quick, or do you think it's valid, or you just think it was too soon, but he was valid?
I don't know. Isn't it always too soon? But at the same time, I don't really know the specifics on where he came from, who is he with, but
I guess he was with some other guy that died also.
I guess he'd have a point though, that if he was with a bunch of his friends and they let him drive drunk.
We're going to talk about this dumb bitch, too.
Oh, God, what's that?
So that's all I really have to say about that.
Yeah. I'm just sad that Dan's dead, because he's cute.
He was cute. He's not the one that was, like, deathly afraid of snakes, right?
That was the Steve-O. Other cute
one. No, not Steve-O. The other one with the long hair.
Oh, really Party cute. Boy? He did
no,
Party Boy?
No, not Party Boy. Yeah, Party Boy. Chris Fontaine? No, something. Chris something. He's cute. I'm glad he didn't die. So this girl, for her 15th birthday, they said, her parents said, you could either have a horse, we can rent a horse and you can ride it around, or we'll buy you, a dog. So she chooses the dog. 2 years later, the dog gets super sick, and they're going to have to put the dog down. So she was so upset that she took the dog, got into her parents' car, drove off and killed both of themselves.
Wait. She group suicided herself?
No, she didn't do it on purpose. She went to drive the car and she ended up being in an accident and killing both of them.
Oh, wow.
Can you believe?
I know, that's my
I'm
spot,
so devastated
too.
I could die. Ugh, so weird.
Oh, wait, there's so a third sad. Person involved. Police say Taylor took her family's minivan and loaded her beloved dog into it after learning the pet may have to be put down to sleep. She and the dog died after a friend who was driving the van crashed into several trees and a utility pole.
Wow.
Is that a Darwin
friends don't
or...
let friends drive stupid.
Is that
the same person?
No. This is someone from Portugal.
Oh,
they just messaged me.
I hate you. Y'all, Bill gets all the cute people, and he's taken.
Rude.
Yeah,
he's like, I do. Yeah.
I'm never getting messaged on here anymore. Then I
oh,
updated
bull
my
crap.
I updated my picture today. It's the first time I've been on in like 2 months.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have 25 minutes. Let's see. Do we have a phone call?
I thought we did. I thought that's what you said we did.
You got some reviews too.
Oh yeah. Let's do reviews first. Okay. Y'all, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 reviews. The first one, it's
from Anthony Gibson.
Anthony Gibson, he did an update to his review. He says, Foul Monkeys has been at the top of my list of podcasts every week for the last 2 years now. The recent addition of new co-host James Lurie has even made the show even more enjoyable. I love how Ricky seems to really love Chicago life. Thanks for making me laugh, guys.
Aw,
thank you.
Thank you.
You're on the list to win $25.
That's right, we're paying you.
We are paying you. Do you want to read the next one?
Yeah. John Dowell.
We'll do two.
Okay. John Dowell, he says, okay, you got me. I gift card at, well, maybe I know. What?
Like a gift card at, where?
Okay, I think it's, okay, you can get me a gift card. You know, basically like, choose me now. I know that I won. Go ahead and get me a card here.
Damn, he's a ballsy.
He's confident.
It'd be funny if he actually won.
I know, right? People will be pissed.
Yes. There's this conspiracy. Really, I have been meaning to write a review for some time. I love the stories of your daily lives. We really do care in the podcast world when you share from your heart about your family, especially your dad. Prayers go out to you. So keep it up. One day I will listen live. One more thing. I think you were thinking of changing the intro to your podcast with some other kind of music. Not that it matters to me, but I love the intro. It's different than the other ones I've listened to. I hear it and I know it's you. I say keep it. Maybe change it up with like the WGN weather forecast or live traffic news or the subway is shut down. That would be fun to hear, but for the most part, I love it. Keep it.
Aw, thanks, John Dowell.
That's the first time anyone's ever said anything about an intro.
Hey, John
before.
Dowell. Pink or brown?
Yeah, pink or brown. Anthony, pink or brown?
Mm-hmm. Pink or brown.
Who else we got? Walt's already answered. Jay, pink or brown? Snurble, pink or brown?
Let's go, guys.
Nessa, I bet hers are pink.
Big old pink.
She might
girl.
Have brown ones. Actually, we might see in Vegas. We got to talk about Vegas.
Ooh, do you want to talk about it right now?
We'll talk about it in the next one.
Okay.
Let me see if this is an actual phone call real quick, and then we'll leave. I think this might be a fake call.
Business question. According to your website, you were working with a very successful company.
Shut up, we are.
This is exactly why I'm contacting you. I want to introduce you to a program with a product which does not conflict with what you were selling, but complement. Startup is love.
Thanks, Crystal. Or whatever the fuck your name is.
I love how generic that call was.
Right?
You were selling something.
We get them all the time.
And I've got something that won't conflict, but that's something that
right?
you're selling.
Something, something.
Oh, God. People are
something.
Stupid.
Save that A.
Okay.
I need to find out that. I'm sorry. I need to find out that. That the church call that my old coworker gets.
Oh, okay.
Bring a black person to church. Me.
I totally have been. And my old company was asked if I wanted to go to a Wednesday tent revival, and apparently it was a Bring a Gay Day.
Oh,
I was not thrilled. When I found that out. I didn't go, of course.
Well, no.
But then she said that, and I'm like, HR.
Right. you guys, we have a contest going on for reviews. You'll win a $25 gift card to wherever you want, just as long as we can get it. We would love for you to leave more reviews. You have 7 days left to do that. right?
Well, technically, according to the recording today, yes.
Yes.
But whenever this comes out,
you'll have four, till the 30th. Probably.
You'll have until the retroactive 2 days.
And if there's, because what day is the 30th on? Thursday?
Sure. Let me look really quick.
Yeah, it's 7 days. It's Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll be recording next Thursday, on the 30th. So we'll choose the winner on the second show of the 30th. Right?
Okay.
Should we wait till the following week?
I think we should wait till the following
week. And give them a little extra time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or if we're doing a live show, we can do it on the live show.
Let's do it on a live show.
We should do a live show on... Ooh, no, that's the 3rd.
We can't do that. Sorry, guys.
We'll do it. You guys are just going to have to wait. Can't wait.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685. Or actually, you can text message 863-666-0377.
They can text that?
Yeah, to our Foul Monkeys line.
That's fucking sweet.
But it only comes to me because I set it up.
That's cool. So. I'm down with that. I get too many damn text messages anyway.
Which we did get a text message. Let me read it real quick before we finish this.
Okay.
Casey in Denver said, yes, please. I want a Foul Monkeys t-shirt that says pink or brown.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And I said, who is this? He goes, Casey in Denver, and I'm pink and pierced.
Ooh.
Hey.
Hey. So,
prove it.
Right.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Oh, and he's going to the Luxor for Pride 48. Very exciting.
Yay.
He's going to be there. We'll be able to see.
Yeah.
Holla, what?
News on the next show about Pride right. 48.
Yes, make sure you listen.
Listen, email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesroyfm@gmail.com.
And you could friend us on our Facebook fan page.
They will like us, but yes.
Yes, you can like us. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And leave us messages on there for stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
I try to go on there more often. I mean, I try to go because it doesn't really tell us if somebody leaves a message on there. We have to go to it.
Yeah. It does when you post something and then it's like people
comment
on it.
Someone replies.
Yeah, but other than that.
Don't
forget to check out our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Yes.
I'll get that up and running.
Is that up?
Again. I think that's it.
Alrighty, this is Ricky.
This is James Roy.
This is Bill.
You guys have a great week.
Peace out. Later. Goodbye.